On a rainy Tuesday morning, a small crowd gathered at RAFTA's 27th Street Station in Glenwood Springs for an announcement from the Federal Transit Administration of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Today, I'm excited to congratulate Roaring Fork Transportation Authority with a $2.2 million grant, replacing four smaller, crowded Velocirafta buses with 40-foot clean diesel coaches.
K. Jane Williams is the acting administrator for the Federal Transit Administration. Last week, the FTA announced $366 million would go to 107 bus projects in 50 states.
This represents a total of $715 million for buses and bus infrastructure in the last 6 months alone. The administration is focused on rural communities across America, awarding 41% of all bus and bus facility discretionary grants to rural communities.
Michael Gamba, the mayor of Glenwood Springs, declared RAFTA to be an essential factor in improving the quality of life and increasing traffic safety for the city.
Last year, RAFTA played an instrumental role in helping to mitigate automobile congestion impacts. When the old Grand Avenue Bridge was demolished and the new bridge was completed and opened after being closed for 84 days, we are fortunate to have the best rural transit service in the United States.
RAFTA CEO Dan Blankenship extolled the virtues of RAFTA's bus rapid transit system and the overall role of public transit in alleviating the impacts of an increasing population in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Today, when someone boards a Velocirafta bus in Glenwood Springs, bound for Aspen, they can be confident, under normal conditions, they can make the trip in slightly over 1 hour instead of 90 minutes before BRT. A commuter culture has been created, which causes Highway 82 to be the most heavily congested rural highway in the state of Colorado. Over the next 20 to 30 years, population is forecasted to grow over 60% in Garfield and Eagle counties. Constructing new lanes through the mountains is enormously expensive and can take decades. That is why RAFTA, its member jurisdictions, and its partners, CDOT and the FTA, must continue to develop mobility choices for our region that will help to preserve our way of life and spell the critical difference between lengthy lines and livability.
In addition to having received this $2.2 million grant from the FTA, RAFTA is proposing a 2.5 mil property tax to voters this November, which would generate an estimated $9.5 million annually to help replace other aging buses, which cost about $500,000 apiece. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.